It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May.
Well, we've got some major April showers coming our way, and they bring more than flowers in the Northwest. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to give us an update on the water situation around here after that very dry March we had. He'll also explain how April is a critical month for our water supply. First, though, let's hear the forecast, Cliff. Pretty much cool and wet.
That's right. Today we'll have a little bit of a break, Bellamy. There's some showers now, particularly in the convergence zone around Seattle. That's going to fade out during the day. And in fact, we should hit the mid to upper 50s. So probably not a bad day. Saturday is going to be the worst day of the weekend. A fairly strong weather system is coming in. I think right after about 7, 8 o'clock, the rain's going to come in. It's going to be raining fairly well the whole day. And on top of that, I think there'll be some wind, especially later in the day as a front comes through. It'll get blustery, winds gusting to 30, 35 miles per hour. Although I don't foresee any power poles coming down. I don't think it'll be that strong. We'll have showers in the morning, residual showers, particularly in the convergence zone and in the mountains. On the western side of the Cascades, showers will continue. So showery day on Sunday, temperatures dropping into the lower 50s for the high. So it's definitely a cool down. And then we have showers on Monday and Tuesday, temperatures in the lower to mid 50s. So temperatures are going to go down. It'll get cooler, quite a bit of rain in the lowlands. And in the mountains, there'll be snow, certainly above 4,000 feet. They will be getting some snow. So pretty typical, maybe even a little wetter than normal April so far.
And just what we need after that second driest March on record.
Right. But got to consider that it's only the second half of March was dry. So we had a dry 2 weeks, and now we've flipped, and now we're having a wetter than normal early April. You put them both together, and we're not that anomalous, really.
Yeah, people, though, this week were getting a little concerned about the snowpack and water situation. You have a blog that explains that you're really not worried about it at this point because this is the month when we normally catch up.
Well, we're really not in such a bad situation. I mean, there has been some talk about drought this summer and concern about wildfires. But if we just stand back, the snowpack is about 80-90% of normal in much of the state, except for the North Cascades, where it dropped about 65-75%. But this April has been very wet and cool. The snowpack is now rapidly increasing, and we've been getting quite a bit of rain in April. So the various reservoirs like that feed Seattle and Yakima, they're coming up very rapidly. So I think we're in a pretty good situation. One thing that's important to keep in mind is April is really a very critical month. If we have a very dry April and we don't get much precipitation, basically summer starts early and we start drying out and the snow starts melting, and that's bad for business in terms of water resources during the summertime. But if it's wet and cool, as this one looks like it's working out, then it protects the snowpack and helps fill the reservoirs in that late spring, which is so important.
And it's now a more definitive El Nino year, and this pattern in April is typical for El Nino, right?
That's right. In April and May and June, we tend to be wetter than normal. We tend to have more high precipitation events during El Nino years. So if you go by climatology, I don't think we have to worry about a lack of precipitation this spring. What we do see in El Nino years is we tend to be a little bit drier than normal and a little bit warmer than normal during the wintertime. We had that. And California tends to be much wetter than normal. That happened too. But I think if El Nino holds, and that's what it looks like, we should have a wetter than normal spring coming up.
And speaking of California, they've been extraordinarily wet this year. The jet stream shifted southward, and that made us very dry. They got all that precipitation.
That's right. You know, they've had an amazing year down in California. With an El Nino, you know, we tend to see the jet stream going south, and it did. And they've had 150, 200% of rainfall over many locations. Snowpack, a lot of it's up to 200% of normal. The reservoirs there have rapidly filled, and virtually all of them are above normal, and some are reaching capacity. So California's water situation is extraordinarily good, and it certainly breaks the drought cycle that we saw several years ago.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time via Skype, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.